Welcome to the U.S. Politics Daily Brief. I'm your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, the Supreme Court is set to decide if public money can flow to a Catholic charter school. Second, the Education Department claims Penn violated Title IX over transgender athlete policy. Third, former President Trump plans to sign an order cracking down on sanctuary cities, threatening their federal funding. Lastly, children are increasingly bearing the brunt of Trump's deportation push. The Supreme Court will soon decide if public funds can be used to support a Catholic charter school, marking a significant case that could redefine the intersection of education and religious freedom in America. The Catholic Church in Oklahoma is seeking taxpayer funding for St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School, which aims to provide an education faithful to the teachings of Jesus Christ. This would be the first religious charter school in the nation. The case has sparked a heated debate about the separation of church and state, with opponents arguing that it could divert funds away from public schools and challenge the legal framework that governs charter schools. Proponents, mainly from conservative states, see this as an opportunity to integrate religious education into public schooling systems, arguing that religious institutions should not be excluded from receiving public funds if they meet the same criteria as other charter schools. The Supreme Court's conservative justices have previously ruled in favor of allowing public funds to be spent at religious institutions, citing the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment. This clause has been pivotal in recent decisions, with Chief Justice John Roberts asserting that states cannot disqualify private schools from funding solely based on their religious nature once they decide to subsidize private education. In Oklahoma, the issue has divided Republican leaders. While Governor Kevin Stitt and State Superintendent Ryan Walters support using public funds for religious schools, Attorney General Gentner Drummond has opposed the move, citing constitutional concerns. The case's outcome will hinge on whether the court views St. Isidore as a public or private entity. If deemed public, it could face restrictions similar to other public schools. If private, it might be seen as facing discrimination. The decision could have wide-ranging implications for the future of school choice and religious education in America. If the court sides with St. Isidore, it may pave the way for more religious charter schools, potentially reshaping educational funding and policy across the country. As the nation awaits a ruling, the debate underscores ongoing tensions between religious freedom and the principle of church-state separation, impacting how states allocate educational resources. In other news, the Education Department has accused the University of Pennsylvania of violating Title IX over its policy regarding transgender athletes. This development adds to the complex and contentious discussions surrounding gender identity and rights within educational institutions, reflecting broader societal debates on these critical issues. Education Department accuses Penn of Title IX, violation over transgender athlete policy. The United States Department of Education has accused the University of Pennsylvania of violating federal civil rights law by allowing transgender swimmer Leah Thomas to compete on its women's team during the 2021-2022 season. This marks a significant development in the ongoing debate over transgender athletes' participation in sports. The Trump administration has responded by pausing $175 million in federal funding to Penn, signaling a firm stance on the issue. The Ivy League institution now faces a critical decision, align with the investigation's resolution agreement or risk losing its federal financial support. The department's Office for Civil Rights stated that Penn's policies violated Title IX by denying women equal opportunities by permitting males to compete in women's intercollegiate athletics and to occupy women-only intimate facilities. The investigation into Penn was launched in early February, shortly after Thomas became the first openly transgender athlete to win an NCAA Division I championship in 2022. Acting Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights, Craig Traynor, emphasized that noncompliance with the agreement could jeopardize Penn's federal funding. The proposed resolution requires Penn to restore athletic records and honors to female athletes impacted by the policy and to issue apologies to those affected. The University of Pennsylvania has yet to comment on the accusations, but last month, Penn's president J. Larry Jamison maintained that the university was in full compliance with NCAA rules and Title IX policies at the time of Thomas's competition. This move by the Trump administration is part of a broader effort to address transgender participation in school sports. In February, the former president signed an executive order denying federal funds to schools that allow transgender women or girls to compete in sports aligning with their gender identity. The outcome of this case could have substantial implications for the future of transgender athletes in school sports, potentially influencing policy decisions and public opinion across the nation. As the debate continues, it highlights the complex interplay between civil rights, education policy, and federal funding priorities in the United States. Next up, we'll explore former President Trump's planned executive order targeting sanctuary cities, which could significantly impact federal funding for those municipalities. Trump to sign executive order targeting sanctuary cities. President Donald Trump is set to sign an executive order that aims to crack down on so-called sanctuary cities by threatening to withhold federal funding from those jurisdictions. The order instructs the Justice Department and the Department of Homeland Security to compile a list of cities that failed to comply with federal immigration laws, offering them a chance to abandon their sanctuary status or face financial penalties. This executive action is part of Trump's broader effort to expedite deportations and fulfill a key campaign promise from his third presidential bid. Sanctuary cities, which limit local cooperation with federal immigration authorities, have been a significant hurdle for Trump's administration in enforcing immigration laws. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt emphasized that the administration's goal is to ensure that communities are free from the threats posed by illegal immigrant criminals. The order also directs Attorney General Pam Bondi and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to pursue legal avenues to compel sanctuary cities to comply with federal mandates and to prevent residents in these areas from accessing federal public benefits. Some of the nation's largest cities, including Chicago, New York City, Boston, and Los Angeles, have enacted sanctuary laws to protect their immigrant populations. These jurisdictions have faced criticism as Trump's administration intensifies deportation efforts, especially following high-profile crimes allegedly committed by illegal immigrants in these cities. Despite the executive order, a recent federal court ruling blocked the Trump administration from withholding federal funds from sanctuary cities, citing constitutional concerns. The legal battle highlights the ongoing tension between federal and local governments over immigration policy. The order could have significant implications for cities and states with sanctuary policies, potentially reshaping their relationship with federal agencies. As the nation watches this unfold, public opinion may shift as debates over immigration enforcement and local autonomy continue to evolve. In other news, children are increasingly bearing the brunt of Trump's deportation push, with families facing separation and uncertainty as immigration enforcement intensifies across the country. Children increasingly bear brunt of Trump's deportation push. Both United States citizen and immigrant children are increasingly caught up in President Donald Trump's aggressive deportation efforts. Recent reports indicate that 3 United States citizen children were removed from the country alongside their deported mothers. Additionally, an internal memo from Immigration and Customs Enforcement reveals a targeted effort to locate unaccompanied immigrant children. The Trump administration has defended these removals, arguing that the children were staying with their families. However, the situation has raised significant concerns about the impact on children's welfare, particularly for those who are United States citizens or vulnerable unaccompanied minors. According to the Internal Immigration and Customs Enforcement document, the agency is focusing on unaccompanied immigrant children who have missed immigration hearings or are considered threats to public safety. The memo also mentions efforts to identify adult criminals posing as unaccompanied minors. The National Immigration Project recently highlighted a case where the New Orleans Immigration and Customs Enforcement Field Office deported at least 2 families, including United States citizen children, age 2, 4, and 7. This has sparked outrage, as United States citizens cannot be deported, and unaccompanied minors are highly susceptible to human trafficking, exploitation, and abuse. Todd Scholte, president of FWD.US, an immigration and criminal justice advocacy organization, drew parallels to some of the darkest periods in United States history when citizens' basic rights were denied. He emphasized the vulnerability of mixed-status families to pressures that could force them to leave the country, reminiscent of past deportations of American citizens of Mexican descent. From 2015 to 2020, the Government Accountability Office reported that Immigration and Customs Enforcement removed 70 potential citizens from the United States. This historical pattern of deportation and family separation continues to resonate today, as Trump's policies echo past practices of pressuring families to return to their countries of origin. As the debate over immigration enforcement intensifies, the plight of children caught in the crossfire underscores the human cost of stringent deportation policies. The situation not only impacts the affected families, but also stirs broader discussions about citizenship rights and the ethical implications of such enforcement measures. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.